The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 at 7:05 and 30 seconds here on the, Thursday, the 20th of January, 2019. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Compassionate, community, and caring. Shasta Regional Medical Center, they've done so much for our community here for so long. And good morning, Bad Bob. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Weathered the storm.
Wow. Is
so to speak.
So to speak. I mean, boy, it was yesterday something.
Well, we told you right here.
Yeah,
it was going to be a wild one.
It was. And Linda and I, it was about 10:30. No, I guess around 11 o'clock yesterday, moved bricks, wood, and other debris from the we'd had it, you know, had construction done at various times, and it's just been kind of piled up in the off in the alley back there between our houses. And it was the lady next door who's having just a wonderful time with her home in the basement flooded after all this. So they're having to dig a trench down the center of our property line there, which is fine, but it's like a 3 foot deep trench. And so we have to make sure that they have enough room for it. So Linda and I filled up the back of my pickup truck with concrete, not the bricks. We saved the bricks because those you can use. Concrete and all of these rotted wooden stakes that had just been there piled up neatly, but a lot of them. So we filled up the back of my trucks. We did that during the middle of the rainstorm yesterday. It was kind of a bonding between for us.
Then last night it just got wild.
And then last night, yeah. And then, so what's it look like, you know, for the rest of this week?
Well, today would have been a better day. We're looking for a high today of 50, showers likely, a low tonight of 43. And on Friday, a high of 51, showers again. And Friday night, low of 45 and rain likely. On Saturday, rain likely, a high of 56, a low of 47. Saturday night rain, Sunday rain.
Oh
high of 56. Sunday night, chance of showers. And on Martin Luther King Day, on Monday, mostly sunny.
So we're going to have rain the rest of this weekend then?
Pretty much. Wow. All through the weekend.
Well, there's a lot of things going on this weekend. You've got, you know, you've got the Temptations in, and of course, ZZ Top on Sunday.
Yeah.
ZZ Top.
There you go. I'm looking forward to the Temptations.
Well, the Temptations are a great group, and then ZZ Top. I'm getting my ZZ Top beard out. I'm going to wear it.
Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
I have a great ZZ Top story.
Okay.
It's not the time that I saw him in Sturgis, South Dakota, with several thousand of my closest biker friends.
Oh, Sturgis. That's a great place.
It is a great place. And they were at the Buffalo Chip Campground. But this isn't it. I'm driving down the freeway in Southern California, right, you know, around Camp Pendleton. And I'm driving down, and his motorcycle pulls up next to me. And it's some guy with a long ZZ Top beard. And then another one pulls up on the other side of me, you know, because it's like four lanes. I'm driving. I look over, ZZ Top beard, Harley. Look over on the other side, ZZ Top beard, Harley. I'm thinking, this is a little strange. I said, then I look at him again. It's two of my lieutenants. They had their Harleys, and they decided for some reason to put on ZZ Top beards, and they were riding the motorcycles around like that. It was really strange, but cool. And so they waved him off. They went. That's my other ZZ Top story.
Okay.
Hey, we're here with Debbie Sprague. Speaking of wonderful stories, though, we have Debbie Sprague with us today. And Debbie Sprague how long ago did you start your journey?
My journey with PTSD?
Yeah.
In 2004.
2004.
Yes.
Tell people how this all got started.
Okay. Well, I met my husband, Randy, in 2000. And at that point in time, We met on a day like this. Actually, it was in February of 2000, and it was pouring down rain, and we were in a muddy parking lot, getting ready to take a group out on a tour. And that, we shook hands, and if you believe in first sight, love at first sight, that happened that morning.
I kind of believe that. Yeah,
So 8 months later, we got married. My daughter was 13 at the time, and she had been single for like 9 years, and she hadn't liked anyone I had ever dated during those 9 years, to the point that I'd have someone over for dinner, and they'd take the last bite, and she'd say, time to go home. But she liked Randy, and she was very much in favor of us getting married. And everything was wonderful for the first couple of years, everything that, you know, we were best friends. We just had a great time together, and early 2004, things started changing. He just started being really distant. He would get angry, have these angry outbursts for no particular reason. And it made it really difficult for my daughter, Andrea, and I, because we had no idea what we were doing to cause him to act that way. So things became very tense in our home and just very, very uncomfortable. And that went on for a couple years. And then one day, we're at the Mount Shasta Mall, and I went in to pick up a few things, and Randy stayed outside. And he was hanging out by the car, and he saw a veteran walk by in the parking lot with a hat on, Vietnam vet, Purple Heart on the side.
Yeah.
And Randy yelled out to him and said, "Welcome home, brother." And the guy responded, welcome home, and he walks over. And they start chatting. And this veteran started asking Randy some very pointed questions. And they started a conversation that could only happen between two veterans that had had similar experiences. And he finally asked Randy if he was getting some help from the VA. And Randy said, "No, I don't need any help. I'm just fine." Well, this veteran knew better. And he said, "Brother, you need some help." And the next morning, he showed up at our front door, and he took Randy down to the Veterans Service office, walked him in the door, and said, "This man needs help." And he did. They immediately got him in for a psychological evaluation and a physical, and got him signed up for everything, and he was
in the system then.
He was in the system. He was diagnosed with PTSD, but also some other problems from his exposure to Agent Orange. He was in country Vietnam for two tours of duty, so 18 months. And so the journey started then when he finally began.
When he finally realized and he finally said to himself, "You know what? I do have problems." It's almost like anybody with a problem. They don't have a problem until they say, "You know what, I do." And then they can start getting it treated. Right. And we're here with Debbie Sprague. And Debbie Sprague is the author of A Stranger in My Bed, 8 Steps to Taking Your Life Back, or something essentially like that. And it's a story about her and Randy, you know, initially, but then it also touches for everybody that has people that are suffering from a post-traumatic stress, because post-traumatic stress is not just for the individual, it also spreads into their family. And this doesn't mean just from combat. This is and we're going to get into this during this next hour about post-traumatic stress and how it does affect the family. And it's not, but your avenues aren't just simply to run away.
No, so, and the important part of Debbie book for, I think, most of us is how does the family deal? The PTSD is being treated.
Yeah.
But the family and the caregiver that has to be the one that's there to make that household continue to run, that's how Debbie's book gives them an avenue to deal with it.
I think so. So we're going to take a break. But you know what? It's been forever since we've talked about you and me in the mattress.
I know. Sleep number.
Sleep number beds. You know, my sleep number setting is 55.
As is mine.
Last night. And then Linda's sleep number setting is 40. And, of course, Linda is I hope she's laying there right now enjoying that Sleep Number bed.
For sure. And clarification, you're sharing the same bed with Linda.
Right.
Mine's separate.
Separate. Just, you know, but just you know, clarification. You know, Trish Clark and I are really close, but not that type of close. Anyway, Sleep Number has been rated number one again by J.D. Powers for mattresses. How long have you had yours,
Trish? I had my bed over 14, 15 years.
And ours is now 4 or 5 years. I don't really remember, but the bed works perfectly.
Absolutely.
You can have a couple can share the same bed with a different firmness, and so you sleep better. Now they've got the new 360 smart beds that actually adjust to you as you move. It's kind of scary, but it works really well. And now, during the January savings event, you can save up to $500 on a select Sleep Number 360 smart bed. And you do that by heading down to the Target Shopping Center. Going down to the Sleep Number store, you walk on in, you say, Carl and Linda and Trish sent me down to lay on the bed to see just how good it is. And I have people say, oh, come on, is it really that good? And I go, yeah, it's that good. I wouldn't be talking about it if I didn't. I don't talk about businesses unless I believe in them. So,
best investment you can make, a good night's sleep is priceless.
That's it. You know, and it's still early in the year. Can imagine having a great night's sleep for the rest of the year. Sleep Number. Okay, we'll be right back with Debbie Sprague, a Stranger in My Bed, but also all the, you know, her journey through this whole endeavor here. And by the way, I know Randy. In fact, I met Randy before I met Debbie out on the golf course. He and I played golf a couple of times in two tournaments. And that's where I met Randy. We'll be right back.
Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff
for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. It is 7:21 in the morning. It's 50 degrees out there. It's going to be kind of raining off and on today, tomorrow, and the next day. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Your neighbors, your friends, all work at Cornerstone Community Bank, and that's exactly what it is. Cornerstone Community Bank. Find out how they are moving local dreams forward. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. And not only am I clumsy, but I'm also very adroit, because not only did I hit my coffee cup and it started down, I caught it before it went down, but some of it splashed out, and now here's Trish, as usual, cleaning up after me, because I had to bring us back on the line. So here I am. We're here with Debbie. Trish.
You know, boss, when I say 30 seconds, that's usually an indicator that it's time to put on the cans.
I know, I do that, but, you know, I just, you know what? Sometimes it's Thursday. It's not Friday. It's Thursday. For some reason, Thursdays for me become this.
Because you're enjoying my company so much.
It must be it. You know, I'm just, you know, because now I've got coffee everywhere. Anyway, not everywhere. It's just on.
Nowhere near the electronics, Linda.
Nowhere near the electronics, Linda. That's right, because I have a top on my cup, and I caught it before it hit the ground, table. Okay, we're here with Debbie Sprague, author of A Stranger in My Bed, 8 Steps for Taking Your Life Back. And we talked about how she got here and then her, you know, after she was married. And 30 years after he had gotten back, really, from Vietnam, Randy starts having some problems. And I don't want this to sound cavalier, but these are things that men and women have lived with. But it started manifesting itself more. And it affected your family.
Boy, it sure did. You know, Randy had some problems. He realized that he was having problems, but he couldn't put a name to it. You know, he thought he had a bad personality.
I had a friend that had it. He said, for 30 years, I just thought I was angry. Bruce Compton said, for 30 years, I just thought I was angry till somebody said, no, there's more to it than that.
And once it's identified, once somebody actually says you've got post-traumatic stress disorder, then there's a road forward. There's treatment. There's so many different ways that you can be helped. But until you actually take the time or take that big step to go and get checked out and talk to someone and get that diagnosis, you know, you just can't do it by yourself. A lot of people think they can, but, you know, it's really, really important to have professional help.
And both the family and the person that's suffering from it can start to recognize triggers, things that set it off, situations to avoid or conversations not to have or be aware are going to set things in motion.
Exactly. That's such a good point, Trish. There were just so many things that in our life, in our relationship, were off the table in terms of talking. You know, things that I would say one word and that would just trigger him, that particular topic. And I learned, you know, my social life changed dramatically because I didn't recognize, I didn't know, but he was very, very uncomfortable in crowds and loud noises and, you know, being startled. So that left me, you know, to just stay home, which, you know, after a while you start getting kind of resentful if you're
sure
totally
you
cut off from your social life.
Because you want to support your loved one, but it's changed your life. It's, you know, it's like being married to somebody that has an alcohol problem that every time you all go out, they can't control themselves, so you don't go out. And this is post-traumatic stress. Things can set you off. I've had things happen to me when we've been out that have set me off. And it was a total surprise to Linda. It was a total surprise to me, too. Something that set me off. I mean, enough that I had to get up and leave for a while and come back. But it was like, wow.
Where'd that come from?
Yeah, I knew where it came from. Where'd that come from?
Right.
Absolutely.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah, so again, the person with post-traumatic stress, you know, they can be treated, but it's the people that are with them that suffer it just like they do. Maybe in a totally different way, but it's impacting on you. You've got it now. You've got PTSD.
That's right, Carl. And not only does it impact the person who lives with them or the, you know, is around them a significant amount of time, but also the way that I react to Randy makes a difference in terms of his PTSD and how he, his triggers. So if I react in a negative manner or something, then it makes his PTSD worse.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been studies that show that a spouse or significant other can actually trigger PTSD in someone who hadn't really shown symptoms or behaviors of it by the way that we act. So it's really a team effort,
mm-hmm.
To be able to manage PTSD symptoms and behaviors. I have to manage myself in terms of how I react to him. And he needs to learn to manage his behavior and recognize triggers. And so it's really, you know, it takes team effort there.
Mm-hmm. Well, since it was identified, and, I mean, you've done so much work in this. And we're getting close to a break. But when was it the time? I know that you were told you all went and saw a therapist. Of course, and marriage counselors, because, you know, you love this guy, but, you know, you can't live like this. And on two different occasions, you were advised that there's nothing that's going to happen. You might want to think about leaving. And you chose, of course, not to.
Exactly. I really wanted to know how to help Randy, and I was kind of at the bottom of the barrel for myself. I had always been, you know, a very positive, very warm, and I totally changed. I didn't, I stopped going out. I stopped being involved in community activities. A lot of people thought I had left Reading because, you know, throughout my time, well, I grew up here. I moved to Anderson when I was 2, and was always very involved in the community, worked for the city of Anderson back in the days when Trish was on the city council. I had a couple travel businesses. I was executive director of Golden Umbrella. I served on lots of committees, and I was just very, very active.
And then she just dropped out of sight, literally, because I was very involved with her through the senior programs, Golden Umbrella, Anderson programs, knew Debbie very well. And then all of a sudden, she just wasn't any place. She just had literally gone off the face of the earth. And I think the first time I ran into you, I don't remember where it was, but you had changed. You were this person who had, if I can say it, gained some weight, didn't look a thing like you looked before, quiet, withdrawn. And I thought, who is this person? I think I know her, but I don't.
And I can tell you exactly when that was. Yes, I gained a little over 50 pounds. And,
wow.
Yeah. I mean, I had been active. I worked out, you know, all the time, went to the gym. And it just took me down a hole.
Yeah. You know, the reason we're talking with Debbie is, and we're leading up to you know, it sounds, oh my gosh, you know, this lady's life is ruined and all this. We're leading up, you know, what I'm, we're leading up to show you where she was at and then her fight to, reclaim Randy and her marriage, but also to help so many other people throughout the United States. I can't even say the world. With what you have done, I mean, this lady is a national, you know, a national best-selling author. She's been recognized at the highest levels for the work she has done. So I don't want you thinking that, oh wow, you know, poor lady and all this and all this. No, because we wanted to get you to this point where you can see where her life was at the bottom. I mean, gaining 50 pounds for a woman that's been active her whole life and all this, not doing anything she wanted, all of it based on the fact that she's, you know, didn't want to, her whole life had changed for the worse.
And more importantly, I think the message we want for people to understand is, because I think there's a lot of people, and it's not just service related.
No.
There's a lot of people out there who are having these feelings who think, I'm the only one. I'm the one. I got to deal with this, but I don't really know what it is. The PTSD can be brought on by any great emotional upheaval in your life, and it can be a car accident, it can be just any number of
sexual
things.
Sexual assault.
Exactly.
You know, loss of a child.
And what we're trying to do with this is get you to recognize, first off, you're not alone, and that there's something you can do about it. And to reach out in some manner, if you're a veteran, certainly to go to the Veterans Service Office. But reach out. Let people know something's not right with me and I need help. And there's others to share it.
That's such an important thing. I, for a long time, thought I was all alone. And the day that turned around, part of it was I went to the Chamber of Commerce Industrial Barbecue because my daughter was receiving a scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I saw you.
Okay.
That's when I saw you. That's when I saw so many other people that I hadn't seen for so long that said, where did you go? And that was the day that I realized how much I enjoyed my life from before and how much I missed it and how much I had changed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was really
the day of, whoa, something's happening.
Something's happening. Yes.
We need to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. What a great lady she is, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Give her a call at 221-0441. Judy Maxwell, Insurance and Financial, who I have my life insurance with, by the way. Again, at 71378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union. We'll be right back with Debbie Sprague, Stranger in My Bed, and Trish Clark.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
Another spill and stain on your beautiful carpet. Turn that oops into no big deal with a LifeGuard stain-resistant waterproof back carpet from Shaw Floors and Design Time and Tile. The patented soil repellent of LifeGuard carpet keeps spills and pet accidents from soaking through your carpet for easy cleanup and resists stains and odors. So if you have kids, pets, or your family's just spill-prone, keep your home clean, fresh, and odor-free with LifeGuard carpet from Design Time and Tile, corner of Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 north of Wind River. Visit our store, our website at designtimeandtile.com, or call 241-8693.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people. Real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
They're the definition of Motown soul, and they're coming to Reading. The Temptations, Tuesday, January 18th at the Cascade Theater. Known for their rich harmonies and 30 top 10 hits, The Temptations will electrify you. The Temptations, January 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Tile. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Want him, and I need him. Someday, someway, whoa, whoa, I'll need him.
Good morning, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 1460, 7:37 in the morning. It's 50 degrees out there. It's going to be raining off and on the rest of the day.
Yes,
I believe in tomorrow.
Just showers today. So if you got something to do, get it done today because it's just going to be a little bit shower. Then it's going to rain for the rest of the
week. Don't wait till Linda and I did and stand out in the rain. You know, we put on our ski and our snowmobile suits.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, and then I put on a...
your snow bunny outfit.
My snow bunny outfit. And I was out there and we were just moving and moving. And then I pretty soon I've got the jacket off because, you know, we're doing a lot of work out there. And... it was just nasty.
I do. I think of people because the fire chief, Steve Lowe, down in the city of Anderson, is moving this week.
Uh-huh.
Can you, I mean, is that horrible? He's moving house to house.
Oh, gosh. And then everybody's trying to help, and it's just nasty.
It's
you're
raining.
Right. Yeah.
And, oh, geez.
I had friends, the military, that were being moved by a moving company. And they lived in a high rise, but it was on base, and it was three stories high.
Mm-hmm.
In these old brick, you know, quarters. They had been there at Quantico for, gosh, who knows, 100 years, 80 years at that point. And they're coming in, they're just banging their furniture around. And the lady goes out there and says, look, would you just be more careful? You know, you're destroying our stuff. It's raining. And the guy got mad, and they offloaded the truck and left it in the rain and left.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you talked about, yes. It was, you know, everybody turned to, didn't even know them, trying to get their furniture up the steps.
1977,
we moved
from Southern California, and it rained, it snowed. It snowed in Ontario the day they were loading the van.
Oh, Linda had a load that they couldn't get it into the house. You know, they're waiting while the house was being redone, and they had it stored, but it didn't. They stored it outside. Even though it was in a container, the rain just came in and ruined it. Hey, but if you've got a problem in your life, like you need help in your home, how about calling Sharon Clark and Home Helpers? Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Sharon Clark. She can help. She can help in whether it's a surgery and you need some help that way, or maybe it's long-term care for a loved one. give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com, because you want to keep your person, you want to keep your loved one in the home because they're happier there. There's no place like home. Home Helpers. Okay, Trish Clark and I are here with Debbie Sprague. And we brought you to the point where these are all the things that were happening. And then Debbie, now the time is, you know, you got you down kind of to the you know, the lowest spot. And then you said, you know, no, I'm not going to let this beat me. And
I'm not going to just solve my problem. I'm going to solve the problem for the world.
I'm going to solve a lot of problems here. So how'd you do it?
There you go.
Okay, well, at the beginning, it wasn't, I didn't know I was going to solve the problems of the world. At the beginning, when I was feeling so alone, I was, first of all, fighting to solve my own problems. So when it didn't work out going to therapy, as Carl said, I went to two different therapists. They both told me to just walk away from my husband, which wasn't what I wanted to do. And they also told me that I had PTSD as well. But unfortunately, I wasn't told how I got PTSD or what to do about it. So I did walk away from the therapist, and I really turned to my faith and my own knowledge of how to research. And, you know, my background was in creating programs and researching and writing grants, so I knew how to do those things. So I just started doing a lot of research and trying to find someone else out there that maybe had the same thing happening to them. So I did finally find a group called Family of a Vet. It was an online group. It was a support group for people just like me, spouses and families that were suffering with a veteran with post-traumatic stress disorder. And the first thing I was told by the founder of that group was, 2 years prior, when she had started her journey, a very wise Vietnam vet wife had told her, the best way to help yourself is to reach out and help others. So I took her advice, and I started volunteering and helping with some of their programs. And they ran a blog talk radio show. So I started helping on and off with that. And then they asked me to take it over and do it. So it was a weekly show. And I did that for over a year. And it ended up being picked up by the Armed Forces Worldwide Radio Network. Mm. So as Carl said, it wasn't just local that I was helping people. It turned out being people worldwide were able to listen to the show. And they started broadcasting it twice a week. It's kind of funny, just a few months ago, I had someone from England reach out to me, and they have a lot of problems with PTSD with their military in England, but not a lot of help.
Well, yeah, because England has been fighting alongside of us in all these, you know, Iran, Iraq, and Afghanistan.
So she said that she, in her search, had run across the recordings of these blog radio talk shows that I had done. And that's been like 7 years ago that I was doing that. And she listened to every one of them, and she shared them with her fellow caregivers and spouses. So that was kind of the beginning of how I started getting involved in helping other caregivers.
So you can, the audience listening out there can tell, because Debbie is, for Debbie to have gone totally under during that period had to have a huge impact, because this is obviously a person who doesn't ever do anything just a little bit. I mean, she gets in and immediately now she's doing a worldwide radio show and then does a book that impacts everybody and is being used all over the United States in care groups and different things that she's discovering every day. So that the impact of the PTSD on you individually was so traumatic, it changed you entirely. But you bounced back pretty good, Debbie.
It wasn't easy. I am really proud that I was able to bounce back. Again, it was good to have support. It was, you know, really important to have peer support, so I knew I wasn't alone out there, and to be able to, you know, just feel comfortable that, okay, it's not just me. This is what happens when you're living with someone with PTSD. And then my faith was really a huge part of it, too.
Debbie, talk a little bit, if you can, about the fact that this doesn't, this is not a cure. It doesn't go away. You kind of learn to live with it and manage it. Is that not accurate?
That's accurate. When Randy was diagnosed, they told him that the best he could hope for would be a 50% reduction in his symptoms. 50% was good, but it's still there, and it will always be there. I think, as a spouse, as a family member, the very most important thing you can do is to learn everything you can about post-traumatic stress disorder and learn how you can help support that person in your life that's suffering. Because without your support, as I mentioned before, if you don't know why they're acting the way they're acting and you react back in a negative way rather than with understanding and compassion and empathy, you're just going to have a downward spiral.
Debbie, we need to take a break, and we've come back. We have like maybe 12 minutes. I want you to get into the fact that, you know, you wrote your book and how this impacted on so many people. And the fact is that led you then into even being able to help more people because you were the recognition. And the fact is that here's Debbie Sprague still having her classes every week right here in town. So we're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Debbie Sprague and Trish Clark. 7:46 in the morning, 50 degrees out there. It's going to be raining.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Smokers, is it your New Year's resolution to quit smoking this year? Have you considered vaping as an alternative? If you have questions about vaping, go see the folks at NorCal Vape, Reading's vaping experts. For over 5 years, NorCal Vape has been your premier vape shop and lounge, located at 1700 California Street in the heart of downtown Reading. NorCal Vape provides you with the best customer service and product knowledge. They specialize in going above and beyond for you. They treat their customers like family. They will walk you through every step of the process. NorCal Vape, located in downtown Reading.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord, or the affliction of evil, the choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
KCNR.
Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark, my girl for Thursdays.
Thursday morning. Get up and get going.
After you get going. Okay, 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 20th of January, 2019. It's going to be raining all day, my friends. It's 50 degrees right now. We're here with Debbie Sprague. We've been talking about PTSD and her journey, but also her husband's journey. But then she wrote a book, which changed everybody, changed your life, and a lot of other people's lives, called A Stranger in My Bed, 8 Steps to Taking Back Your Life, or is that?
8 Steps to Taking Back Your Life from the Contagious Effects of Your Veteran's Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder.
It's a mouthful, but guess what? It was the first one. And I had the opportunity and to read it, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is really good. So Debbie, after you wrote the book.
After I wrote the book, and the reason I wrote the book is because it took me a good 10 years to get back to somewhat a normal life.
Lifestyle.
And feeling back to my old self again. And so I was really hoping by putting everything that I had learned into a book that it would help other people get to that place a lot quicker than I had, and also to educate family members and people that work with veterans and people that would like to work with veterans to educate them about post-traumatic stress disorder. So the next thing that happened was I was invited to be a fellow with the Elizabeth Dole Foundation. Elizabeth Dole had recognized the needs of caregivers when she was at Walter Reed Hospital with her husband, Bob. And she was there for almost a year. And she began wondering what happens to all these families when they go home. You know, who takes care of the caregiver? So she started a foundation to help the caregivers. And what she did was she decided to have a fellow from each state to help be the face of a caregiver for not only their own state, but also for the nation. So she reached out, and I guess my reputation had preceded me.
The book was getting a lot of attention by that time.
As well it should. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was invited to be the fellow from the state of California. That was in 2014. So I was the first fellow from California, and that was a 2-year term. And then once you finish your 2-year term, you're become an alumni, and you're welcome to stay involved with all the programs and activities and events that happen. So I have stayed very active with the foundation since then.
Have you seen changes in how the government, through Elizabeth Dole and other people, how the treatment of PTSD has changed?
Absolutely. There's just in a number of ways. First of all, in how quickly the VA is getting veterans in. Mm-hmm. To be seen and to start getting treatment, that there's been a real huge change there. But also how the VA treats the caregiver in terms of being part of the treatment team. Here in Reading, we've had wonderful service, and I've always been included in my husband's care team. But in many areas, they don't talk to the caregiver. They don't let the caregiver come into appointments with a veteran, and just not recognizing that that is the person that's the first line of defense for our veterans is their spouse or their mother or father or whoever mm-hmm. it is that is their hands-on caregiver that's with them all the time. And we're the ones that see what happens, how they behave. What starts it. And there's a lot of physical illnesses, physical symptoms that go along with PTSD. High blood pressure, breaking out into a sweat, thinking you're having heart attack.
And we're talking about an incident that happened to me since I've been here.
And
totally caught me by surprise.
Those are all really, really common. But when you have it for
but
the
frightening.
First time. But frightening. Yeah. And when it happens for the first time. And you have no idea what's causing it. It can be very, very scary.
Yeah, it can. But it can also be handled. But if you're if your loved one or your caregiver or the person with you doesn't understand it, they don't know what to do, and they feel helpless, so they just don't do anything in many cases, or they do the wrong thing. Not because they're trying to do the wrong thing, it's just it's not the right thing. You know, a lot of times you don't need to be hugged right there. It's the wrong thing to do. Don't hug me. Don't touch me. That kind of stuff. So what I want everybody to understand is that Debbie went on the attack against PTSD. She researched it. She wrote this book. It's a great, great, great book. And then it was recognized at the national level as being a something that's going to be reaching out and helping all these people with PTSD, but also the families on how to cope with this and things to do, and has had a significant impact on how the VA does stuff for our veterans. But unfortunately, so many people have post-traumatic stress that it's not just limited to veterans. And by the way, it's not every veteran that has it. Well, I understand it's less than 40%, less than 30% of veterans have post-traumatic stress. But I don't know, is that statistic anything close?
Yes, 25 to 40%.
25 to 40%, and it doesn't always mean combat duty up in the front lines. It could be just a constant going up and down a road that's been attacked, and you're never attacked, but you're always under the stress of being attacked. Can happen.
I would imagine that law enforcement and some of those other professions that are under a lot of stress, firemen, doctors perhaps that deal with paramedics, those kind of people could suffer from that
sure.
as well.
Exactly, because it's it's seeing events, you know, like fires and accidents, and having to see and experience that, but it's also when you're under constant fear for your own safety and for your life or the life of a loved one.
You're pumping adrenaline so much that it literally changes your brain. Now, this is this adrenaline overload, it literally changes your brain, and it starts eating away at some of the stuff there. Is this, I said some of the stuff, but you probably know what I'm talking about.
No, and that's exactly right. If they do... Studies have shown brain scans before and after a trauma, and PTSD definitely changes your brain. It's, you know, it's not just psychological; it is a physical problem
now,
as well.
What would you tell people that their loved ones are suffering from PTSD? What would you tell them? Now, I mean, right here in Reading, what to do, where to go?
I would tell them to first of all go and learn about the symptoms of PTSD, and then sit down and talk to your loved one and encourage them to go in and get evaluated. The VA has a program called Coaching into Care. It's on their website, and that's a great place to go and get your first step of information, because it tells you about the symptoms, it tells you about the behaviors, and it tells you how to talk to your veteran to encourage them to get
and this
help.
Is for anybody, really, because you go on the website. You don't have to be a veteran to do that. You could be anybody. That
you can learn and absorb the information.
Yeah.
Sure.
Exactly, right. That information is available to anyone.
Okay, now we've just got like about a minute left. Tell us about your meetings.
Okay, we are starting up a new series of support groups beginning in February, and just quickly about what the format's going to be. It's a 6-week class support session. We're going to start with education of PTSD, and each week I'm going to go through different behaviors, different symptoms that the veteran experiences, and then the reactions of the caregiver or the spouse, how they react to that, and then tools and help of how to help.
How do they get a hold of you on this, Debbie?
They can call me at area code 530-949-9175, or you can shoot me an email at detours, D-E-T-O-U-R-S as in Sam, at Shasta.com.
Okay. Debbie Sprague, author of A Stranger in My Bed. It's done so much for our veterans on the post-traumatic stress and so many other things. So, Debbie, thanks so much for being here with us today.
Thank you, Carl. It's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to see you, Trish.
Nice to see you, Debbie.
Okay. Hey, we'll be right back, and hopefully with Reading District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Laser-mounted drones and sensors stationed in space, part of plans for a new, more aggressive missile defense system. Those plans about to be unveiled by President Trump.
For the first time since 2010, the United States has conducted a missile defense review, and the president will unveil details in a Pentagon speech. A senior administration official says the review concludes that the Defense Department must expand technologies in space and use those systems to more quickly detect, track, and ultimately defeat incoming missiles.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Nancy Pelosi citing security concerns and suggesting the president postpone his State of the Union speech. However, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen insists that DHS is fully prepared to secure the speech.
Nielsen's tweet follows a letter to the president from Speaker Nancy Pelosi asking him to either postpone the address or submit it in writing, citing security concerns during the ongoing government shutdown. In a separate response, the top Republican in the House, Kevin McCarthy, told CNN that Pelosi's request is unbecoming.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. John Engler is out as the University of Michigan's interim president. The Board of Trustees let him go after he said that some victims of the Larry Nassar sex abuse scandal enjoyed their time in the public eye. Board Chair Diane Byram says a fresh start sorely needed.
I believe this is the beginning of a better relationship both among board members and to the MSU community, as we continue the healing and pay respect to the survivors.
And the board has named distinguished Professor Satish Upta the new interim president. He's currently the university's executive vice president for administration. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street this hour. The Dow down about 31 points, while the S&P is up 2 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Come on, kids. We're late.
Honey, the car won't start.
Mom, the dog just sat on my science project.
Life can be stressful, but getting life insurance shouldn't be. That's why there's Ethos. Ethos is a modern kind of life insurance that's super fast, incredibly affordable, and very uncomplicated. At GetEthos.com, there are no medical exams for policies covering under $1 million, no hours of paperwork or meetings with pushy representatives. It only takes 10 minutes to apply. And you can rest assured knowing you've taken steps to protect your family. And in most cases, with Ethos, you can have that peace of mind for less than a cup of coffee a day, with no hidden fees. Having life insurance can free you from stress. Getting life insurance shouldn't cause it. Discover how uncomplicated life insurance can be at Ethos. Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's ETHOS. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
Taiwan is urging its allies to condemn China for asking dozens of multinational firms not to refer to the island nation as a separate country.
Taiwan's foreign ministry says the Chinese government was once again trying to intimidate multinational companies, impose its political thinking on the outside world, and interfere with private enterprises' commercial freedom. It urged companies and countries to resist what it calls China's arrogant demands. The Chinese authorities, however, see this as not merely a business or technical issue. They argue it's about China's sovereignty and territory, and that companies that do business in China should comply with its laws and not hurt the feelings of its people.
That's a BBC Cindy Sue. China mincing no words as it rejects an accusation by the Canadian foreign minister that its detentions of Canadians pose a threat to all countries. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. SpaceX to build its Mars spacecraft in South Texas instead of the Port of Los Angeles, another blow to the California economy coming just days after the company announced massive layoffs.
The Southern California-based company announced that test versions of its Starship and Super Heavy rocket will be assembled at its Texas launch facility in a move to streamline operations. Development of the spaceship will continue at the SpaceX headquarters in Hawthorne. SpaceX won permission last year to build a giant new facility on leased land at the port, which could potentially have added hundreds of jobs to the region. Last week, SpaceX announced that it will lay off about 10% of its roughly 6,000 workers, mostly from its Hawthorne headquarters. Keith Peters reporting.
Microsoft is pledging $500 million to address homelessness and develop affordable housing. This is in response to the Seattle region's widening housing affordability gap. And on Wall Street, the Dow down 29. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Or here we don't go. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460, 8:05 in the morning. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassionate community. That describes Shasta Regional Medical Center. The ones that not only are just down in the center of downtown, but have done a number of things to improve our community and improve our community in so many ways. Trish, what's it look like for weather today and tomorrow?
It looks like it's just going to be showers today, high of 50 and a low of 43. On Friday, we're going to have showers early morning, and by Friday night, rain likely, a low of 45. Saturday, rain likely. Saturday night, rain, a high of 56 and a low of 47 on Sunday. Rain, high of 56 and a low of 38. By Monday, we're looking for mostly sunny, kind of showers going away, and partly cloudy with a low around 41 on Tuesday. So mostly sunny on Tuesday of next week and a high of 61. So we've got some rain coming and clearing next week. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, here our guest and for this segment, for this hour, will be, or is, not will be, but is, Shasta County District Attorney, Stephanie Bridget.
Good morning.
Good morning, and how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm enjoying your new setup you have going on here.
I've noticed, though, is that, you know, when you're looking out on our window to the city is what we call it, because we can watch people going by. We can see, you know, guys will come down. One guy showed me his stomach one day. You know, frankly, that was okay. I mean, that was better than some of the other things that we can see coming along here. And, you know, at any point, I expect to see, you know, people that are just walking by, you know, and they wave at us. So I wave back. I give them my Forrest Gump wave.
We call it the fishbowl.
Anyway, but yeah. No, I like to think of it as my window on the world, the world, the epicenter of change in downtown Redding, because everything is going on down here.
So, well, it's a good view. I like it.
Yes. Okay.
Like it.
And in fact, if we'd been out here, you know, during a certain time, we could have seen those two that were lifting stuff out of the Thunderbird parking lot that the police caught right down the street here. And, you know, and let me ask you, this has nothing to do with everything we're going to talk about today, but the girl's 20 years old, Stephanie. She's a heroin addict. I look at it as that they were boosting things out of cars, stealing things out of cars, unlocked cars. It wasn't like they were busting into the cars. They were just unlocked, but they were stealing them.
Right.
What, you know, she's not going to stay in jail. And what are her chances without having, you know, putting her in someplace to give her a chance? Do you think of her recovering?
Well, you know, addiction is just extremely difficult to overcome unless you get some type of assistance. So unless she's got a family support system who's going to help her get into that, or quite frankly, unless she is put in custody and is able to be held there so that she can clean up and think straight, and we're able to offer some type of a treatment program, it's likely that she might not.
And she'll be dead in her 30s probably. I mean, I don't know how long you can live. I don't know how long you can live on heroin addiction. No, I really don't.
A heroin addiction on the street with no support.
Yeah.
I wonder how long you live, really.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know what that
is. That'd be something to ask Donnell.
Yeah.
Ask him. Say, Donnell, how long these people live if they were just handed. Okay, let me ask this question. They've done this in Sweden. and those other little small countries that people point to that have nothing to do with reality. But what if you just gave them heroin? Just gave it to them. I mean, it's everywhere, and you all collect enough during the year to probably hand out to every heroin user in the world. So what do you do? I mean, if you gave it to them so they didn't have to steal, they just could come in and get their two shots a day. Do you think that would impact on crime here?
I really don't think it would. It's just it's enabling. It might stop some of the thefts, the thefts that are trying to steal stuff in order to buy heroin. But I think it would increase the number of addicts that are out there, you know, because it's going to become so much easier for them to get it. And then they might not want to or have a way to get cross town to go get their handout. So they're going to still be stealing. I definitely don't think that's the answer.
Oh, wow. See, I was thinking is you just give it to them, especially and then have little nodding areas there so they can just kind of lay down and nod off.
But they have to eat and they have to sleep and they have to live a life.
Right.
They just can't get two shots a day and sit someplace.
Well, if they get the shots, though, then they can be kind of halfway normal. But then that's what methadone does. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the methadone clinic? Has that seemed to be a success here in town?
You know, I haven't heard a lot of issues coming out of there. I know that it helps a lot of people who have been going all the way to Chico, mm-hmm. you know, daily to get their methadone, that they can do that now here and continue easily holding down a job and stuff. So there's definitely a lot of positives to that.
That's what I was thinking, too, is that, right. You know, people say, oh, we're having a methadone clinic. Well, I think that's a great idea if it keeps people off of the horse and then it allows them to have a normal life.
And do we track that if the people that are going there for the regular treatments, what their life is? What is their, I mean, do they have a job? Do they lead a normal life besides that?
I'm sure that the clinic does track all of that stuff. I don't know. That
would be interesting.
That would be a question for
statistics.
Them.
We're just throwing all
Absolutely.
Types of questions out that you have no idea because
and
you don't have.
District attorney, you're supposed to know.
I'm supposed to know everything.
That's not in my channel here, guys. Come on, talk about something like, you know, things that we do.
I tell everybody that I know Stephanie. She knows every answer.
I try. I give an answer.
I see Stephanie in all types of different places, too. Do you see Stephanie in different places around town now? Yeah. I mean, if there's, you know, certain events, then, you know, Stephanie's there. And is that part of the job, really?
I mean, I think it's important to be out there and to be accessible to the community and know what's going on in the community. And part of that is being out at the different events and getting to know the people in the community. So,
It's an elected position. I think I concur 100%. That is part of the definition of being a good public servant.
Right. I agree.
Okay. I've got to ask you. the Bernie trial. The first time. When he was, it was a hung jury, and you were just, you were a little perturbed, and you said there were some things weren't allowed to be brought in. And the second time, though, another hung jury. Y'all spent a lot of time, and we talked about post-traumatic stress in the first hour, that probably your DA, the DA that was prosecuting this probably needs to see somebody at this point. But what's your take on this?
You know, since it's still being prosecuted, still going through the system, I can't talk about it too much, but I can definitely say that, you know, it's a case that needs to be prosecuted. We believe beyond a reasonable doubt that he is the one that committed that crime. And, you know, we respect the jury's decisions and the thoughts and the process that they go through.
The lawyer, I mean, all he has to do is get to one person. You've got to get to 12. He only has to get to one. Well, he got to two this time.
Right.
That said that beyond a reasonable doubt, what did they, did you have a chance to talk to him and say, what was it that kept you from the conviction?
Well, we do plan on talking to some. We've had some reach out to us, and we've got appointments set up to talk to them.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting to hear, you know, their thoughts about what happened.
It must be frustrating.
It's very frustrating when you know that someone is guilty of it. That is your belief based on everything that we know and we've seen and we've been involved in, and to have it hang twice.
During this period of time, he's not in custody.
He is in custody.
He is still in custody through the entire process.
Yes.
Until what?
Well,
until you decide not to continue.
Oh, yeah, okay. if and when the case ends up not going forward, or if, you know, if he's released at some point. But no, we are going forward, and that's our intention. And
did the prosecution bring up anything about the motive for this?
Well, here's the thing, is that motive is not a required element of any crime. So it can be difficult for a jury to kind of wrap their mind around that. Like, everyone wants to know why. They want to know why people did things that they did. But when you think about it in a case where someone has been killed,
yeah.
I mean, it could be as easy as Carl, you and I are sitting here and I start yelling at you and calling you names. No one else is around and you don't like it. That's your motive. So you pull out a gun and shoot me. Who's ever going to know,
you know
that motive? Because you don't have to testify.
And you're denying that you did it.
So that's why we don't have to prove motive.
What I have seen in my life, too, is that things happen. People do things. And there's no reason at all that you could ever figure out why they do it. And they do it. I mean, cruel things, evil things. And some people are just evil. And they don't need a motive to do it.
And a lot of, you know, our normal working people don't always, who aren't in the criminal system, are like, there's got to be a reason.
There's got to be a reason, and they don't understand there's not sometimes.
And that's why we try to hammer in there. We do not have to prove that to you, and here is the reason. You just have to look at the facts that show whether they're guilty or not, even though it's so painful, and you'll want to know why, and everyone wants to know why.
Sure.
But you got to set that aside, because you don't need to know why. It's not an element.
We spent the first hour talking about PTSD.
Right.
People do things that just something sparks them.
Right.
Some trigger.
Right.
That sets them off. They have no way of knowing what that is.
For PTSD, or maybe taking drugs, anything can spark them off
there's
and make them do something.
Yeah. And everybody wants to know, what was that? Well, see, there's things that you'll never know. For me, it was seeing, you know, really loud noise and music and flashing lights in my face set me off.
Yeah.
And that brought me back to a close-in fight. But it was, for other people, it could be a smell, just a smell that takes them back. We got to take a quick break. We're here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA, and we're talking about this last case, the Bernie case, and how people want to know a lot of times why something like this happens. You know, why would you burn somebody? I mean, that is just horrible. Why would you burn somebody? But a lot of times there is no, it's just the person. There may not be a reason, or you may never even know what set that off, that whole chain off. Anyway, but one thing that sets me off in a good way is Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best, especially in home electronics and classic car parts. Is there anybody better than Clyde's? No. Over 32 years in the satellite business, your source for Dish Network, our guy. Put it in, and he's the one to put in surround sound in our house, and it works perfectly. Authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch speakers. Clyde's Enterprises at 1250 Hartnell Avenue. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, with our guest, District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. 8:17 in the morning, 49 degrees out there. It's going to be raining off and on all day.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Are you looking for a new kitchen? We have it all. Custom cabinets, ceramic tile, granite, and quartz slabs for countertops. Need a new bathroom? We can do that too. Our staff at Design Time and Tile can help you design the kitchen and bath of your dreams. Stop by our showrooms located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people, real winners.
Winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Bethel and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Bethel and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time, your full-service shop. Are you looking for a wood look floor that is low-maintenance and waterproof? Check out our luxury vinyl. Easy to install yourself, or we have professional installers available. There are many beautiful colors and styles to choose from. So come and visit our showrooms and see for yourself. We are located on Highway 273, just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We're here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award, Certified Chest Pain Center, top 50 hospitals in the United States when it comes to cardiac care. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Quality, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Now, at 8:21 in the morning, our lines here are 605-4567. Trish, I just want you to know, I really enjoy doing this show. You know, people go, do you get time? It's been 10 years. This is the longest I've ever done by far. I mean, yeah, I was in the Marine Corps for 30 years, plus did other stuff. But see, you always said different things you did. I come in here every morning, 5 days a week, sometimes 6 and 7 days a week, depending on, you know, things. And people say, do you ever get tired of this? And I don't, and I'll tell you why. I learned so much about our community and things that make our community work. I'm sitting here with the district attorney of Shasta County, and I can ask her what other people want to ask her, and she just answers like, hey, what happened on this trial? And she lays it out.
But you know what, Carl? The good thing about the radio show that you do is because that's exactly what it's about. That's why I enjoy being a part of it, and you guys allow me to come in here, because it keeps me equated with what's happening in our community. And you're right. We can ask those questions that everybody's wondering about and get the answers. That's why everybody should be listening to keep up to what's happening in your community, be a part of it.
Yeah. You know, like yesterday, the sheriff of Shasta County was on, and we talked about the new 102 beds. And my question to you as our district attorney is, what kind of impact is 102 more spaces to put bad guys?
Oh, that's going to have a wonderful impact. Just having some type of place to put people so we can really slow down that.
Hold them accountable.
Slow down that revolving door. You know, have some way to have something that's going to hold them accountable if they don't comply with what they need to comply with. And because right now we have people, you know, before we get these extra beds, we have people who are just not listening. They're not listening to law enforcement. They don't care what the court orders. They just go out and they do whatever they're going to do. They're going to continue stealing, continue doing drugs. There's no place to hold them so that they can, like we talked about earlier, they can have, you know, 5, 6 days, 10 days to get sober and have their family get in contact with them. They can show up in court and talk to an attorney so we can fashion something to try to get them into a treatment program if that's appropriate for them so they can turn their lives around. A lot of cases are like that. And those are a lot of the people who have just been, you know, we haven't been able to hold them. So that's definitely going to that's definitely going to help.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is a lot of times criminals, especially if they've got drug problems, they're not thinking beyond the next hour.
Right.
And with that being, you know, that's a problem. If they're not thinking beyond the next hour, they're not thinking about getting well. They're not thinking about anything except stealing something. Being able to put them in jail for 5 days, 10 days, gives them that opportunity to start thinking beyond the next hour. And some of them, it'll hit them. And they'll realize, I can't live like this. But the 20-year-old girl, I can't continue to do this. I can't continue to live on the streets. I can't continue to steal or prostitute myself or whatever it takes to put heroin in my body. You know, that's what I see having... You know, see those little buttons? We're going to have cough buttons here in front of each spot there, so you can just push that little
button.
That's
going to be great.
It is.
You just get this uncontrollable urge.
No, it's a cough. So anyway, but what I was getting at is just I so much agree. If you have a spot to hold people, you can do something for them.
And it seems to me that the 20-year-old keeps popping up in our minds, but that if you get a first offender and are able to get them in and at least get the time to maybe identify with a family member, target it quickly before it becomes a 3, 4, 5 year habit, maybe that's where you can actually start to turn things around and make a difference.
Well, and it's good that you bring that up because that it would be the classic situation, a 20-year-old who is a first-timer who is caught with heroin, methamphetamine, whatever, that's actually going to be a misdemeanor. But my office has devised a program, and we try to go through, read all the cases, and vet those cases out to try to get them into treatment before we even have them come to court. So we're proactively reaching out to them, sending them information, trying to get them into treatment programs, and hook them up with that so that they don't even have to start down that path of a criminal record.
And that'd be a perfect solution. I mean,
if they avail themselves.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay, now the sheriff was in here, and I put on the Facebook page. If everybody saw it, lots of pictures of Stephanie and every one of our sheriff and our police chiefs. Y'all got a
big plug on Facebook this morning. Did you see that?
Oh no, I didn't.
You need to do that. Oh no, you were. And all the law enforcement officials were underneath you.
Big build-up for the news conference.
There's
at
a
2
news
o'clock.
Conference today at 2 o'clock, and Stephanie, I tell you what, you talk about closed mouth.
She's not talking.
She's not talking. But you got a news conference today.
We do. We do. Myself, Sheriff Basenko, Chief Roger Moore, Chief Mike Johnson. We're all going to make an announcement later today. On a program that we've been working on for a couple months that's going to utilize some of these new beds to help fight the crime problem.
Okay. Now, you're saying to yourself, what is that? Okay. I've asked that. She won't tell me. So
she's not talking.
And I understand that. You know, sure. You got to make the announcement at one time when everybody's together and somebody's leaking it doesn't work. So this is going to be at 2 o'clock today. And so it should be look out at your media, look at Facebook, look at the paper and the news in the newscast because you're going to see what this plan is.
And we'll post it to our social media.
So you'll be able to see it about the same time. But the idea, of course, then, it's combating crime. It's got to be.
Correct.
So otherwise... It's not going to be about
a
bake.
It's
not going to be about a bake sale to help pay for pay for the neighborhood police unit.
No, and it's a countywide effort, so it's going to impact all the way across. Because we have to recognize that it's a system, and each one of the agencies needs to be supported, and that system wide approach to things is going to work way more effective than money for one department doesn't solve the problem.
No, I'm a big proponent of it's going to take a system-wide solution of everybody working together on the same page in order to get this under control. It is because, like you said, if you boost up one department, well, that creates a bottleneck in other departments. So
that's right.
Unless you sit back and you look at the entire system, and I'm not just talking about us law enforcement now, you know, my office and sheriff and all that. I'm talking also, you know, you have to look through, even through public defender and probation and all that. You have to look at that entire system, because I could have 10 new deputy DAs and there could be 100 new police officers, but if the public defender's office doesn't get a little bit more, well, the cases are still going to bottleneck.
And if there's no court space, no room.
Or no jail space.
I know. I've had this conversation so many times when people say, we need more police officers. And I go, yeah, but we have put a bunch of money into people getting arrested, and we don't have a jail to put them in or a district attorney's office to process it, or a public defender's office to represent them, or any of this.
I agree with
them.
I agree with both of you, because I'm afraid not to. But there's another.
Outnumbered.
There's another thought on this too, and this is the way I look at it. When I was in Iraq, we begged for more troops more boots on the ground, more troops, and I'll tell you why. We owned wherever we were at.
Sure.
As soon as we walked off, Al Qaeda would come back. And would undo the good things that we were doing. It wasn't until we got the new troops and Bush put in 30,000 troops, which of course we're not going to get 30,000 policemen. But once we put those boots on the ground, a lot of the problems were solved because they didn't come out again. This is where I see extra patrol people on the streets, ex-community service officers. If you're in the area, maybe it makes them pull back.
Yeah, it has a deterrent effect.
It has a deterrent effect. So, sure. But I thoroughly agree, though, is it with this deterrent effect, and then they start arresting. We can't keep them. You can't prosecute them. We don't have a – because we've had – hasn't there been a case where there was no courtroom available? Was this a couple years ago?
Yeah, I mean, every week we're kind of fighting that problem. We have, you know, anywhere from 3 to 5 cases that are ready to go for trial. And then there's also civil trials, and there's not, you know, enough courtrooms. Yeah. I mean,
or enough jurors, or enough this, or enough that.
Yeah, so, you know, they need the resources as much as we do. You know, it's not anything that they're doing wrong. It's just the finite number of resources that we're all working with in order to get the system to flow.
Sure. Hey, Trish Clark and I are here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. It's 8:31 in the morning. We need to take a quick break. It's 49 degrees. It dropped a little bit. We're still looking for rain and showers the rest of the day into tomorrow and into this weekend. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You know, you talk about a wahoo place to go to. This is not assisted living. This is senior living, and they live it up down there. It's like a little cruise ship right in the middle of Reading on Hartnell Avenue. Gourmet chef, full-time activities director. Go down and give Captain Brian a call. See what it's like down there. Head on down, have lunch, talk to the people there. It's a cool place. You don't have to do your cooking. You don't have to do any yard work. You don't have to do any of this. To me, at this point in my life, it could be heaven. give them a call at 238-5981 after moving.
After the cockroach
yesterday, moving, you know, like a ton of stuff and putting it in the back of my pickup truck, and it's still kind of hanging out there. River Commons Senior Living sounds pretty good. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do, Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Are you ready for cage fights at Wind River Resort and Casino? The best place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Fight Night 40. This intense, action-packed fight is presented by Wind River Resort and Casino in Rogue Fights. Extreme mixed martial arts. Cage fighting at the Event Center on Saturday, January 26th. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting. No limits. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Call 1-800-280-UWIN to reserve a room in our hotel. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, January 26th. The Event Center will roar with the thrill of extreme cage fights Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with Fight Night 40 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Fight Night 40. It's in the cage. The Event Center, Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. A little rainy out there. It's 8:36 in the morning. It's 49 degrees. It's going up to in the mid-50s today. We're looking at rain. Weather reports brought to you, of course, by Shasta Gas and Propane. Does doing a lot for our community here, helping the people that have moved back on their property. And if you've got those little 7-gallon liquid propane tanks, Chuck Kenny and his people will put a 120-gallon tank out there on your property while you're, and so that you don't have to keep changing it back and forth. You know, bring it out there, put it up there for you. Very reasonable. In fact, you're going to be paying less than he pays.
Reminder to people that today we're only going to just have showers for the next 24 hours.
Right.
You got stuff to do like moving concrete. Now would be a good time to do it rather than wait till Friday night.
Yeah, because it's going to come back. Just showers today. It's not like heavy rain like yesterday. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They do appointments now, so just give them a call for your appointment. It's Man's Last Stronghold. Trish and I are here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, and this is Human Trafficking Awareness Month. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, the month of January every year is designated as national. It's a nationwide movement every January to just kind of raise awareness on the issue of human trafficking so that people know that it is occurring in every community. No community is immune to it. So people need to be aware of it. So we try to do some type of an awareness campaign every January.
So what form does that take in Shasta County?
Well,
paint us a picture.
So what we've had recently is we had a big case about 1 to 2 years ago. The we prosecuted Melvin Baldwin Green and Tanisha Williams for human trafficking, and that was human trafficking of people, selling people for sex. And that is actually going to be featured of a documentary, a short documentary, and it's going to be here in Reading. I believe I give you guys a flyer on it. It's Human Trafficking on January 31st. It's going to be at the Cascade Theater. Doors open at 6:30 p.m., and that's going to be an event that, you know, our community can go to.
I think it's a great idea. I tell you, people don't realize, you know, can you identify the type of or the severity of the problem we have up here in Redding and Northern California?
Yeah, we're not like other counties where I can say, yeah, we've got 10 open cases and we've closed 5 cases. We're certainly not in that
right.
in that situation.
Yeah.
That's not to say that there might be 10 cases occurring that we just haven't been able to find
mm-hmm.
because it's a difficult crime to learn about and to capture the offender. Because they move around, they use hotels, they can use people's houses. It's a very transient, and luckily here in Shasta County, we don't have like a red light district. We don't have an area where we have prostitutes walking up and down, an area where you can really go in and kind of find where these traffickers are sending their victims out at. So they're using hotels, they're using houses, they're using...
But when you find them, you guys come on down on like a ton of bricks. You caught those guys from Sacramento.
Yeah,
up here.
Yeah.
They were using one of the motels.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that particular case was because of citizens saying, I saw this, and this does not look right, and look into it, and boom.
I was going to ask you about that many of these cases can be from us, you know, us Joe Citizen.
Right.
Seeing somebody like this girl out there, you know, guys, I've seen her several times out here, and there's, you know, something's going on, something's wrong. So just to
right.
give a call to the police, say there's something going on here.
Right.
And let them come out and take a look at it.
Right. And this was a younger girl running out of a house who seemed distraught, and they called the police. And, yes,
yeah.
that person had
exactly
been there
happened.
Being trafficked. It was not someone who was even
yeah.
from Shasta County.
Yeah, she's from Sacramento.
But, you know, if the individual would have just saw it and said, oh, probably arguing with their family, that's their business, and go watch TV, nothing comes of that, you know?
I think, and I tell people that all the time. They see things, they say, oh, they don't care, they won't respond. I say, you know, if you see something that looks that bad to you and makes you think about it, make the phone call.
Right.
You know, it's like chicken soup. It's not going to hurt anything, and it could, and you do pay attention.
Right. Yeah, we do. We get that. And even if it's something that law enforcement can't respond to right then, it is followed up on. It's followed up, and it could lead to a big case. Or we could have had similar calls mm-hmm. in that area, and that now they can link that together and go, oh, wait a minute, there's something going on once that's pieced together. So every call, every tip is really a piece of the puzzle. And I just really do want to encourage people to not be afraid to do that. Just
mm-hmm.
pick up the phone and call. I think we're getting too far away into the society of it's, you know, it's not my problem, it's not my issue. You know, they live in their cell phone and their computer. They don't want to get involved, but it takes them getting involved to make a difference because
yeah.
everyone is concerned about their community. Well, it takes the community to be involved to make a difference.
I have some other questions in here. It's kind of changing the subject. Do you want to wait till later? Do we have some more on the human trafficking you'd like to address?
Whatever you guys want
okay.
to talk about.
This is the one that concerns us. They just hit the paper yesterday about a woman and a doctor
mm-hmm.
that were practicing. She was practicing medicine without a license and giving people shots of Botox and other things, some of which allegedly were harmful to the person.
Yes.
And the person's writing this in as a professional and says, I work as a domestic violence advocate with One Safe Place and other things, and that unlicensed life coaches run amok. Ask your guest via the fake RN and news about Botox and silicone and felony, the harm done that these people can do. And when people challenge these frauds and let them know, you know, like somebody's saying is that, hey, I'm here as I'm a lifestyle coach, but should they be reported for this if they're supposed to have a license?
Yeah, if there's something that requires a license in order to practice that profession and a person does not have it, they should be reported because that licensing process is in place for you, the consumer's protection. It's not there to keep people out of that, you know, profession or go be hard on people. It's for the protection of the consumer so that you don't have people in there who maybe have this extensive criminal history who would be inclined to conduct themselves inappropriate or to make sure that they have the proper training, the proper skills, that they are updating their training. So it's very important. And those people who are not licensed take business away from people who are properly licensed, who go through all the training, who can give you the advice and treatment that you need.
Well, this woman that you there for the injections and all this, she's been around for a while. For years. How do you know? Does it take a long time before somebody says something? I saw in there in the arrest warrant that there had been damage done to people. Right. Is that what brought it up, or was it something else?
That is one of the victims who had severe injuries from what was done. Went to see a different doctor mm-hmm. to get what can I do? Look what's happened to me and. Let that doctor know this. I got these injections from this person, and then that was reported after. And that's kind of how the case took off.
Okay. Well, a lot of people, a lot of women and men get Botox injections. Mm-hmm. Well, this has got to be done under the auspices of a physician,
right?
And it can be a nurse, but it's got to be a trained professional,
right?
And so, if you're getting this, and this I think was at a spa, which is not illegal. But, by any means, I don't think. But maybe you should ask a person that's doing that for their to look at their license.
Yeah, you need to make sure that people are licensed and it's being done properly. I mean, some of these victims could potentially have lifetime injuries based on this and are very likely to.
Okay, now this is right before we break. This is probably a simple answer, but probably not. What happens if you skip jury duty more than once?
This personal question, Carl?
No. And I'll tell you why. It's kind of funny because I did. I missed it once. One time, after all the times I get called and I call in, I did. I forgot to call that one day. And once you forget to call at 5 p.m., after 5 p.m., you're toast.
Yeah.
Because after that, I keep getting things in the mail saying, what does it say? It says, didn't show up for something. It says bad person didn't show up for jury duty or something like that on the postcard where everybody can read it.
Arrest warrant.
So what happens if you skip it a few times?
Well, the court, whether you skip it just once or two or three, have the ability to order you in to show up before the judge and explain why, and then go from there. Because when you get your jury summons, that is a requirement. You are required to call in and come serve. So failure to show up.
That's right. It's a
order.
Failure to appear. That's what's got stamped on it. And I call them, look, one time. I've called every other time. Sorry. Failure to appear. One mistake.
Yeah. But please show up, because we have cases where we end up not having enough jurors and the case drags out, an extra day or two or three, because we've got to summon more and more people in just to get enough people to pull to find our 12 jurors from.
Where do the names come that they get for the people are put on jury duty?
I believe that's from the Department of Motor Vehicles.
There you go.
Yeah.
That is true.
Right.
People are convinced that if I don't register to vote, I will not get called for jury duty, and that's not true.
Oh, because I thought it came from it came from property records.
No,
it comes from the
DMV?
Driver's license.
Department of Motor Vehicles. Right. When you change your license to show that you've moved up to Shasta County, then you become in that system.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Northern Firearms Instruction brought us, bringing us this next segment. Ted Leidy's got the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. In fact, I'm just receiving things. I teach for Northern Firearms, just so you know. And they are continually going through classes and enhancing how we're teaching, especially under all the new rules that have come down through the state of California. For more information, check out usgunpro.com or give him a call at 530-999-1822. That's Northern Firearms Instruction. Trish Clark and I will be right back with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney.
Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting.
Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people. Real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Contact Jeff Avery at 243-4600. License number 0D09479.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
The feel of shopping in a hometown store. What is it that makes it special? A lot of things. It's familiar faces. It's folks remembering your name. It's employees that are not just hired to work in a department. Some have been with Orchard Nutrition over 20 years, and they're willing to share their knowledge with you. These are all things you've always found at Orchard Nutrition Center. And since 1982, Orchard's motto, supporting local, we're all in it together, says it all. When you step into Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, you'll find a wide variety of organic groceries, fresh organic produce, straight from the farm to Orchard Nutrition Center to your table. Their delicious bakery and deli, and a wide selection of vitamins and supplements, with certified nutritionists to answer all your questions. So whether you're looking for nitrate-free deli meats, certified local organic produce, a wide variety of health foods, supplements, herbs, teas, and so much more, you'll find it at Orchard Nutrition Center. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center.
Hi, Michael with Hokumas, where Reading shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokumas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricar is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricar upright and canister vacs that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time vacuuming dirty carpets? Drop into Hokumas and check out Ricar Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Ricar's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokumas on Bocelli Lane in Reading, 223-1970, online at Hokumas.net, or like us on Facebook.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It's Thursday, the 20th of January. It's 50 degrees, going up to in the mid-50s today. We're going to have showers today, not heavy rain, but showers. That'll come in tomorrow. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans, payment plans, all types of things. And if you're moving onto your property after the fire, give them a call because they can help you out with their propane right there on the property for an RV or temporary housing there. We're here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget in our last segment here. And Stephanie, you have some statistics from last year, but before we do that, let's go to Lori, who's on the line. Hi, Lori.
Hey,
Good morning, everyone. Morning. Just a quick question. I'm so glad to hear Stephanie whenever she can make it. Busy woman. My question is regarding kind of the vape stores, retail shops, and so forth. Because that's questionable for some people with the fentanyl-laced opioids and all these other things, we're looking at public safety, consumer safety. So when you go into a shop, a retail place, a beauty salon, you're expecting and assuming someone's done, you know, crossed their T's and dotted their I's and all the rest. So basically that's my question. I'm not sure, because these are relatively new retail shops, and it's I just think it's a risky gray zone area. I'd like any feedback, and especially professionals that claim, like this nurse, I mean, people that run around with paper mill degrees from online stuff, and then they run a business or do all kinds of activities, and the rest of us who are licensed and who, as she aptly said, have done the education training and certification, and we keep up with our CEUs, and whenever we question or challenge people who are on the deep edge, we're looked at as being, you know, nosy or rude or inappropriate or whatever. So that's basically my question on the vaping shops.
So you're curious about whether we're having an issue with that, with the vaping shops,
yeah,
or potentially?
Yeah, or the potential area. Are these places being checked, evaluated? Who certifies them, regulated, or are they completely unregulated?
Well, I don't think I would be the expert to know what regulations that they're required to go by, but I know that if there is any issues that are reported, and we and local law enforcement go in and definitely would investigate that. So that's kind of a tough question for me to know what type of regulations those shops
are. Yeah, I think what I'm looking at is where's the lot numbers. Like in any, I used to work in the medical field. You know, you'd had everything itemized. You knew where it came from. It had
right.
a batch number. So in case, like, say, a vaccine was, you know, sour,
sure.
wrong, made people sick, you track it back to
right.
an actual lot
right.
where
right.
it came from. So my question is this being done in any way, shape, or form with the vaping cannabis type?
If it's done, if
products.
It's, yeah, if it's being controlled that tightly. I really haven't heard that it is being controlled that tightly, because I've familiar with what you're talking about, how you has to be every, you know, every shot, everything has to be signed for, and it's completely tracked.
Yeah, the paper trail. So anyway, I'll let you get to other
right.
callers and so forth. Thank you so much, Carl, for taking my call.
You bet, Lori.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
Take care.
8:55 in the morning here.
An interesting
okay.
question. Perhaps we could get somebody
yeah.
in to address that from law enforcement.
Yeah.
Or we maybe get somebody from the vape
environmental
shop.
Environmental health.
We can get somebody in
yeah.
here from the vape shop. We have a sponsor there.
It'd be more
it'd be
from
fun
licensing. And,
yeah.
yeah.
But we can ask
the
them, how do you keep track of your products and the ingredients
and what requirements do you have
yeah.
that to get a license to open shop or whatever?
Yeah. Okay, Stephanie, we've got new laws coming, but we've also got statistics from last year.
Yeah, yeah. So definitely 2019, there's a lot of new laws coming into effect, but we've been able to take a look at, you know, kind of where we're going. And I think last time I was in here talking about the statistics probably around mm-hmm. this time last year, that we get referred from our local police officers, agencies, close to 12,000 cases per year for filing. We did surpass that in 2018. Close, let's see, 12,277. So
wow.
we went up in the number of cases. Last year was actually 11,633. So it went up a good amount this year. And the number filed is, this year was 9,217. So there's a lot of cases that we're filing every year.
Wow.
And you know, that's year over year. So each year we're filing a significant amount of cases. And
there's some left over from 2 or 3 years ago,
yeah,
too, that you're working.
Absolutely. I mean, right now we've got open 23 homicide cases.
23 homicide cases.
Yeah, and that involves 30 different defendants, because we've got co-defendants. We've got cases mm-hmm. that have, you know, two, three.
You have that one from 17 years ago.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
somebody, their conscience got to them.
And that's a three defendant case. So,
yeah.
you know, we're busy. We're a busy office.
Stephanie, there's all types of laws that have come in. They're coming in. What would you say is probably one of the most significant ones that's going to impact on us?
Well, the most significant one that's going to impact my office right away, and we'll see how that trickles into the community impact, is the passage of SB 1437. That was a change in the felony murder rule. And that is causing a lot. It could potentially cause everyone who's been convicted of homicide to file a petition to come back to court in the state court.
What is that law?
The felony murder law. Yeah. So to say it simple, the traditional thought on murder and homicide is you deliberate, you intent, you're going to go, you take the gun and you specifically kill that person, right? Mm-hmm. So right. That's going to be a deliberate intention to kill.
Sure.
So then we've also historically, it's been in the penal code forever, had the concept of felony murder rule, which means if you've got 3, 4, 5 people who are planning this big bank robbery, this is just an example. One of them's going to have a gun. You guys are going to go in there. You're going to rob all the money and then you're going to leave. Well, if that gun gets fired during that robbery and 1 or 2 or 3 people get killed, well, all of those people who are involved in that robbery are going to be held accountable.
I'll be charged with first degree murder.
Yeah. Even the person who's potentially sitting in the car who was the getaway car because they were part and parcel of the plan. Well, that law's changed now, and it's put these extra hurdles that we have to figure out which of those people were the major participant, which one had the intent to kill.
And if I was just holding the bag, I can petition and say, I didn't do any shooting. I didn't know he was going to shoot.
I didn't know they had a gun.
And they could bring this back up, and you have to retry it.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that they're not entitled to that new relief. And so far, we've already gotten 8 petitions in the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And our county has sent, a couple hundred, several hundred.